Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and it's time to wake up normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are back with a very special guest. Of course, we are here with editorial intern Emmalyn Schumard of the University in Marketing Communications. Hi,
hey.
Emmalyn. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Awake, surprisingly. Very awake. But I'm so happy to have you back again. And for those who don't know, you're here to speak a little bit about ISU's University in Marketing Communications and the new Scholar magazine that you guys have just released. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. The spring issue of Redbird Scholar is out now and can be found near the entrances of Hovey Hall, Milner Library, Schrader Hall, Stevenson Hall, the Student Fitness Center, at the front desk of the Alumni Center, and on the first floor of the Bone Student Center, as well as online at illinoisstate.edu/redbirdscholar. The Redbird Scholar is a biannual publication focused on research and creative expression at Illinois State University. The magazine promotes the scholarly activities of Illinois State's faculty experts, students, and staff, and highlights the private and public grants that support their work. Print editions are published biannually in September and March. And this issue of Scholar has some incredible stories, including a code-breaking professor, an archaeological expedition, and new technology helping to track inequality with cube satellites.
Oh, wow. Okay. You guys always have the best stories.
I agree.
And best news stories. It is actually incredible. And of course, there's so many different places to find the magazine. Like you said, like you literally cannot miss it.
Mm-hmm.
All of the kiosks and all the different important buildings around campus. Very, very awesome. So tell me a little bit more about this archaeological professor, because this is really cool.
This is pretty incredible. So this is part of ISU's new Advancing Research and Creative Scholarship Program. So this program was specifically given a grant by ISU to start up this program, gave them seed money, essentially. This is Associate Professor of History Catherine Jasper and Professor of Art History Leah Klein, and they are both currently working on an archaeological dig in Italy. So they ended up thinking what they found was just like a fountain. They were digging a fountain, and then it turned out to be this entire site. So this is like 600 AD, and they're turning up like all have like lamps, they have like these pieces of glass, and there are students that are on these expeditions and getting to dig these things up and have this really incredible real world experience.
That is actually insane.
Yeah.
Like, could you just imagine you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm just, you know, digging up an old fountain. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is like an entire site.
Yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you said this code-breaking professor?
Oh, yes. This one is so cool. This is Dr. Catherine Ellison in the English department. And she specialized in code breaking. So I guess earlier on in history, maybe 17th and 18th centuries, people would write in code to keep things secret from other people. So prior to computers, when you just had to write everything, if you had something someone didn't want them to know, you needed to encode it. So she specializes in breaking these codes and also keeps an eye on trauma related to this. So she's interested in what people have decided to encode so that they can explore their own pain and their own experiences. So it's really interesting to hear about her work, and we actually have her on our Buzz podcast as well. So you can go read this online, you can read it in the print, and if you want a little extra, you can go hear our interview with her on Redbird Buzz.
That is awesome. I will definitely have to check that out, because that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just so many awesome stories you guys always have. And again, where can they find this like magazine and the news stories?
all across campus. But just to list them all off again, we've got Hovey Hall, Milner Library, Schrader Hall, Stevenson Hall, the Student Fitness Center, front desk of the Alumni Center, and the Bone Student Center, as well as, of course, illinoisstate.edu/redbirdscholar.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we will be back with Emmalyn right after a short break, and we will be talking all about PRSSA here on campus and an exciting event going on tomorrow. So stay with us. We are back with Emmalyn Schumard, and you are listening to 103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal. And we were just talking a little bit about the exciting new Redbird Scholar magazine, a part of ISU's University of Marketing and Communications. And now, again, we are speaking with Emmalyn Schumard, and she is currently the secretary of PRSSA here on campus, and there is an exciting new event going on tomorrow. And yes. Don't you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So PRSSA, which stands for the Public Relations Student Society of America, so us in the Black Communication Association are hosting a discussion about equity, diversity, inclusion, and access in Brown Ballroom 2 of the Bone Student Center from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, this Thursday. The event will begin with a panel of students responding to EDIA questions before shifting to a time of small group discussion with audience members. The discussion is free and can be RSVP'd to by signing up on Redbird Life. Just type in PRSSA and it should pop up.
Oh, that is nice. And I also believe that you are moderating the event.
Yes, that's correct. So I wrote all the questions about this, and we're going to be asking our panelists, which are a group of students here at ISU, what their experience with EDIA has been, how they have been helped by it, or where it needs to be improved. So it's a really important discussion, and we're very excited and honored to be working with the BCA as we host this.
Having conversations about EDIA here on campus is very important to many students, and it'll be nice to kind of hear a little bit about others' experiences with it, especially from all different types
right.
of
this,
you know,
like, organizations. This is not faculty. This is not staff. This is not a speaker coming in. These are your students. These are the people that you are sitting next to in class every day, and the things that concern them, the things that would likely concern you. So it's very good to be having this chance.
I'm curious, again, how can students come and support this event tomorrow?
Right. It's in the Brown Ballroom 2 of the Bone Student Center from 6 to 8 p.m. You can sign up for it on Redbird Life. Just type in PRSSA and it should pop up. But yeah, that's what we have going on.
Of course, if anyone wants to see Emmalyn Schumard moderating,
yes.
You can always go and check that out.
Instead of just hearing me, you can see me physically.
Right, exactly. It'll be great. It'll be great. But again, thank you so much for coming on. It's always so much fun to have you on and just tell us all about the exciting, you know, work everyone at the University of Marketing and Communications and PRSSA have going on campus, and always just fun to read about the different stories and attend, you know, important conversations. So thank you again, Emmalyn, so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.